Julie Slyster, welcome from Lifehouse Care
Corps. Good
morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Sounds like you've had a busy, busy week this week at the shelter.
Oh, goodness, yes. As you know, we have 62 beds, and a lot of the people in those beds got housing. So they're moving out, which is awesome.
That's good, yeah.
Yes, but with that comes a lot of different, you know, things to take care of. I'll tie all those final knots, make sure everything's ready. And in the meantime, we have new people coming in. So it's really, really been a super busy week at the shelter for staff this week. And with that being said, we do actually have a shelter case manager position open. So if anybody is interested in joining our chaotic but wonderfully awesome organization, give us a call or stop in and grab an application. It would be full-time and typically Monday through Friday.
Full-time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do not offer health insurance, but the environment is better. You know, it's a great trade-off, and we do have some paid time off. So.
Oh, that's good.
Talk to us.
Fremont Area Community Foundation recently, I know we talked about this last week, had provided you with a grant for some food. Maybe just talk a little bit about the importance of that.
Yeah, so we get donated food from the community and from all of the grocery stores in the area. And any of the food that we get from the food bank is at no cost. So that's incredible. It's awesome. But we do have to buy all of those non-perishables that we carry on a regular basis. And so the funding that the Community Foundation provided it's helpful. I'm going to say it covers about 4 months worth of groceries, probably between 3 and 4 months, which groceries are expensive when you're feeding
right now
380 households a month. So yeah, it was imperative that, I mean, we'd have been in a little bit of a struggle position if we would not have received that grant.
I was going to say that 380 number every month is, compare that to last year. Is that more, less?
Yes, yes. This year's the highest, even through COVID, our numbers are higher now than they were. So, you know, 2018, it was on average 200 households, and now we're up to closer to 400. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a huge difference.
What do you think the reason, any reason why?
Well, I think food insecurity was always a bigger problem than we knew about. And COVID kind of brought it to the surface. And now people who were maybe embarrassed or didn't feel that they could access a pantry made that step, and they are coming in and getting the help they need. I was talking to one of our volunteers yesterday, and she was telling me about a woman who's approximately 50 years old, and she just wanted to grab a loaf of bread and be on her way. And the volunteer was, you know, having some conversation with her, and what it boils down to is she had never been to a pantry before, never had the need, and just was afraid of what she could take. And so, you know, volunteer kind of gave her some guidance and said, please, you know, this is here, take what you need, and when the time comes, you can pay it forward. So, you know, we're getting new people all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know as far as the housing side of things go, you were talking about you were selected, or Lifehouse Care Corps was selected for a grant, or is that?
Well, it's not a grant.
Okay.
It's a toolkit team. It's the Nebraska Strategic Housing Framework. We're building a how-to guide on low housing, affordable units that are rental and to own, along with wraparound services so that the people in those units can make some progress, their journey out of poverty. And so we are able to have a team. So it's myself. There's a gal from the Fremont Housing Authority. I believe somebody from the city is joining. I asked if anybody from Greater Fremont Development wanted to join. And then I've got an open position. So if somebody is a developer or works in affordable housing, please give me a holler if you'd like to join our team. There's a bit of a commitment, but not really.
Yeah, what would you do?
So there's an initial meeting, and then in August, there is a two-day in Lincoln all-day workshop, and again in September, 2 days in a row in Lincoln all day to kind of put that toolkit together. And we'll be working with other teams across the state.
Oh,
so it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, good deal. Beth, how can people get a hold of you for that?
They can give me a call at 402-721-3125. Or my email is my name, julie.slyster@lifehouseni.org.
Okay. CareCorps Lifehouse needs this week? Anything in particular that you're kind of low on?
Things in boxes. Cereal, scalloped potatoes, macaroni and cheese, that kind of thing. And then like spices.
Just the basic spices?
Yes.
Like,
Lowry's, that kind of stuff. Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper, yes. Cinnamon,
yep.
Anything
like we have that. A lot of the, like, thyme and oregano and rosemary. We don't use those as often, but those basic ones that Aaron, who does a lot of our cooking, likes to use. Yeah, we need a few more of those.
Good. Okay. Well, again, you can drop those off.
Anytime, 24/7.
And Thriftology, things going pretty smooth there?
Yeah. Today's a donation day. It's also half price day. So if you are coming in, our coats right now are at $2, hats and gloves at 25 cents. We have a huge amount, so we're trying to move some inventory. And then we still have Easter. We have great Easter egg, like, wraps and stickers and dye, cute little peep barrettes for little girls. So come on in. I'm working this morning. I'm at the store today until about 2, so come in and say hi and grab
opens
some stuff.
Opens at 10?
Opens at 10, yep. All the clothes are $1.50. Great day to stop in.
Yeah,
very
for sure.
Much so.
Especially kids' clothes. You have a lot of small kids' clothes?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of kids' clothes.
Yeah.
So come in and start planning for summer. We're trying to get, you know, this is a hard time of the year. Do you get rid of the long sleeves?
Right.
And pulling out the short. So we're trying to start transitioning towards warmer weather clothing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Nice. Julie, I appreciate you taking time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.